How are you?
How's that resolution going? You still got it going on? I think round two of quitting is coming soon, and round three just beyond that. But you're not going to do that this year. We're going to keep you on track so you get what you want. That's what it's all about, okay? So one of those things a lot of folks are doing in a new year is trying to break bad habits. And today I'm going to tell you, stop it. I am. Stop trying to break bad habits. It's not going to work. I know that because I'm a scientist. Well, not really. I've played one on TV before, and I've read a lot of scientific stuff, and I know some scientists. And we now know through neuroimaging that that's not how you do it. But today, you'll learn how you do it. You already know. You've done it before. You've done it 1,000 times. But today, we'll beat it into you. How's that? It is a daily boost from MotivationToMove.com, the positive boost you need every single day. We all know life begins when you move, right? And so you stand up, you take a step, you repeat. Keep going till you get what you want. That's all there is to it. And everybody knows that, right? Take action. Now, right here, we tend to thrive on the concept of taking massive, imperfect action. So for you perfectionists in the audience, get over it, okay? Just do stuff, clean the mess up later. Just go. So, listen, you take 100 actions, and a bunch of them are going to be really good. So get out and do that. Now, what happens when life gets in the way? Come here real close, okay? I've had people tell me, Scott, is that negative to think that life is going to get in the way? Hell no. I mean, that's Scott logic. It's like, well, we know it's going to happen. Have you ever had a day when, like, oh, I didn't see that coming. Why'd he say that? Why? What? It just happens sometimes, and you didn't see it coming. And if you hide from it or you get out of bed expecting the negative all day long, it's going to be bad. But I don't do that. I get out of bed in the morning. We'll talk about that here in a second. I get out of bed in the morning and expect everything to go exactly the way I want it to go. And when it doesn't, I go, okay, I reset and we move on. And that's what you should do with this show as well. And that's how you get what you want. My name is Scott Smith, founder, chief motivating officer here at MotivationToMove.com. Darn happy you're here today. So let me talk to my guys for a minute. Guys, do you need to up your sex life a little bit? Maybe you're too busy, or maybe you're too embarrassed to go to the doctor. I get it. You're not alone. Hims is our sponsor today and has really changed men's healthcare with doctor-tested ED treatment. So the process is pretty simple. It's 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine your treatment options that can be up to 95% cheaper too. That's good. So guys, or ladies, your guy, if ED is on your mind, do what hundreds of thousands of Hims subscribers do. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/dailyboost. That's HIMS.com/dailyboost for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/dailyboost. And now the small print. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. How to break bad habits. That is the show today. But before I start the show, remind you that we have the new Facebook group. It's going really well. We're right at about 500 members now, and it's really positive and upbeat. I know everybody has a Facebook group, so it's like, why? It's pretty good. If you want to communicate with me, I'm there. I'm chatting with you all day long. Happy to have you. Just go to facebook.com/groups/dailyboostpodcast. And one question I had that's very timely for this time of year. Scott, how do you get up in the morning when it's so cold? I know I live in the Daytona Beach area. It's like 46 degrees and breezy. It's so cold. I know. Where you live, I talked to my mom up in Edinburgh, Virginia. It's cold there. It's really chilly. So how do you do it? Well, here's the thing. Quick, simple thing for you today. First off, getting up when you say you're going to get up in the morning, no matter how comfy you are under the blankets, is the first act of self-discipline you can have for the day. I think the second act is making your bed. But the first act is getting up when you say you're going to get up. That's it. So that's what I know to do. I just get up. But here's how I do it. I don't use an alarm. I recently bought an alarm and thought I would try it again. And I didn't use it. I had it for like, it's still there. I don't use it. It's a clock now. And I never turned it on. I found myself, I didn't want to wake up to it, I think. So I kept waking up before that. So I don't do it. I haven't had an alarm clock for years now. But here's my trick that I use. I learn something about myself and I pay attention to myself and not. I don't care what anybody else says. And you shouldn't care what I say unless this works for you. When I wake up, and if you use an alarm, that's fine. I don't hit the snooze. I don't hit my own snooze. I just have learned that if I lay there between 5, 6, 7 minutes and maybe 30 minutes, even on a day when I'm maybe tired or thoughtful, I just kind of let my mind start to come alive. It's kind of a meditative moment, if you will. And I find that anywhere between 5 minutes and 30 minutes, usually it's 5 or 10 minutes, I just am ready to get out of bed. And so I just get up. I'm ready. And I have just learned over time that the worst thing I could do is get up and just go. And my wife does that. I don't do that. So anyway, a thought for you anyway. So bad habits today. this is a typical one. People always talk about struggling to break bad habits. And I get it. It's difficult because a bad habit basically, it's not good, is it? It'll mess up your day, right? And some of y'all, a New Year's resolution is all about breaking a bad habit and not necessarily focusing on the new, the good stuff. In fact, a lot of people set a New Year's resolution and they immediately, the whole back pattern, the back thought behind it is it because I'm tired of eating too much. I'm tired of drinking too much. I'm tired of smoking too much. So I'm not going to smoke. It's all negative. It doesn't work that way. So what I've learned over time is that, you know, bad habits are not permanent. Well, okay, that's a lie. They are. They are. They're just in there. They're locked in. We know this because they're locked into your brain. It's a repeating pattern that you have brought into your prefrontal cortex. You thought about, you did it a bunch of times. It got on a repeating pattern, went back into your limbic system, the emotional pattern, down to the hippocampus, campus. Is that how you say it? And the other parts of the brain. It got locked in. It became a repeating pattern. Now, this is an evolutionary trait. You have to have it because we can't think about everything that's going on all day. I think you already know that. Since we know your conscious mind can only really handle one topic at a time, total focus, and maybe three or four in kind of moderate focus, managing that. Most of what you do all throughout the day, breathing and taking a sip of coffee and, you know, and stuff like that, has to happen automatically. And that's the habit you have. So it's something you've done over time. It's evolutionary. It saves a lot of energy in your brain and it just allows your mind just to do what it needs to do so you can get the stuff done you need to do. Now that's good and that's bad because it's just doing what you've trained it to do. And that's the secret to this. Now we know from neuroimaging these days that replacing it is really not the thing to do. There's some associated memories we can put into place, some new habits we can put into place, things like that. But we now know completely, definitively, because we've seen the images now, that habit is in place. It is sitting there. It's a repeating pattern. It's going to stay there. It's never going to go away. Till the day you die, you're going to remember what you used to do. Oh, I used to do this, man. I just got out of bed. And tell me I'm not wrong on right on this one. You know, man, I used to get out of bed and I don't know what I was thinking about. When I was in college, I just did this. Now I don't do it anymore. It happens. So the first thing you do is just understand you're not ever going to get rid of that bad habit. It's just not going to happen. So what do you do? Well, you replace it with a new behavior. You replace the bad habit with just a new behavior. And eventually, you know, not to go all Tony Robbins and stuff on you, but eventually you're going to kind of erase that association and you're going to erase the ability to go to that place. You're going to start associating new good stuff with it. You're going to build a new pattern on top of it. You'll never forget the old one, but you're just going to go to the new one. So that's really tricky here. So whatever you're doing, like right now, we'll talk about some of my rules I'm doing this week a little bit more, but I'm spending a lot of time just doing things. And I know this, I know that when something comes up in my mind, that is maybe something I've done before that's locked into me that I don't want to do. I know that there's an alternative for me, something that I know would be better for me. So what I do is I catch myself being very self-aware, catch myself. The alternative has more value than the old one. So if you're stopping drinking, stopping eating, stopping whatever, and you see that as a bad thing, whatever alternative you come up with, it's not stopping drinking. It's something else, right? It's something that you want to go for to get more out of life. You need to make sure you have something that has more value to you than the old habit. And as soon as the old habit, kind of comes into play, catch yourself in play, catch yourself when it happens right away, and simply just begin to, well, go do the new thing, whatever that is. Scott, how do I do the new thing if my thing is to stop drinking or stop eating? How can I do something new? Well, you go read a book. Go to the gym, go take a walk, find something alternative that has more value than the old habit and immediately flip the switch. We'll talk about how to flip that switch later on in the week. It's a really simple thing. In fact, it's crazy simple. But if you can figure out how to do that, and you can because it's just a mind switch, that's a tease for you to listen to tomorrow's show, by the way. It'll change everything for you. So as you're rolling through this new year and you're struggling to break the bad habits, just remember, they're never going to go away. They're always going to be within you. They're your memories. They're who you are. They're your legacy. When you're 80 years old on your deathbed, somebody's going to say to you, remember when you used to do that stupid stuff back in your 20s? And yeah, it's never going to go away. And we don't want it to either. We just want new stuff on top of it. It's called growth. It's called expansion. It's called making yourself the person that you can, well, that you're meant to be, the person you want to become. Yeah, that's it. It's a challenge, isn't it? You got to work at it. It does take time. So what are we going to talk about this week? Some cool stuff. Tomorrow, going to kind of talk into the fact that no matter what happens today, there's always another chance. And I'll tell you exactly when that chance arrives. It's predictable, and you can tap into it. Right after that, there's four questions that I want you to ask before you do anything. before you start anything at all, any challenge, any new alternative habit you want to get into, anything like that, four questions you need to be asking yourself. I stole this from somebody else. I'll share his ideas with you, Brad's ideas. On, where are we? Yeah, Friday. Mindfulness, what is mindfulness? I'll give you some starter thoughts on that. And yes, there are thoughts to mindfulness. Okay, it's mindful. That's okay. We'll talk about that on Friday. Be a good week. Have a great week. I help you. Go to Facebook, facebook.com/group/Daily Boost Podcast. I shall be there. Personal coaching clients, you know how to find me. I'll see you.